light at the window. Bring my gun and the handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll sail the storm. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
All right, revolution.
Well, you know what? I think we do have a revolution coming, don't you think so?
It's a revolution of the mind, at the very least. And we're blessed today to have a fine gentleman join us, and his name is Timothy Baldwin. And he is the son of Chuck Baldwin. And Tim and Chuck have been working on a book to help educate and awaken the religious leaders of our country to the realities of what the Bible really says, what the Bible's message really is. It's not necessarily to go along with whatever the government wants you to do. And I think this is going to be a great tool. A lot of us are very familiar with Richard Mack's book to educate the county sheriff to the realities of what's going on. And I think what Chuck and Tim have done, it might be the same along the same lines. And everybody's familiar with Chuck Baldwin. As a matter of fact, most people listening, and I know myself and probably everybody on this call, actually voted for Chuck Baldwin for president in 2008. So we're very excited to be part of their team to help promote their book. And what do you have to say for us this morning, Tim?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show this morning. I appreciate the time with you. You're I think you're right. This topic about the mission to government from a Christian perspective, biblical perspective, is crucially and vitally important today, because so many people, I think, have misunderstood or have been misled about this topic. And so that's the primary purpose of Chuck Baldwin, and who is my dad, and myself writing this book, is to get it into as many hands, Christians' hands especially, as we can. Because without the understanding of a Christian's role in society as it relates to government, then a lot of these problems we're facing today will never be resolved and never be addressed, because Christians who are supposed to be upholding, a standard of righteousness, will never be engaged, and they'll never have the knowledge and the motivation to correct the wrongs in our society. So we have to get this addressed first, primarily, before we can move and resolve these problems.
And as much as we hate to make the correlation, Tim, we have to address what the situation was in Nazi Germany. This was very much the case in Nazi Germany, was it not, that Hitler actually used the churches to actually get his message through and to get cooperation from the masses? Because if you look at the situation, you would think, well, why are we allowing our so to speak leaders, our public servants, to do all these crazy things? And it has to be coming from the pulpit as part of the reason. Is that not right?
Well, that's definitely a part of the problem here, and that not only with Hitler. I mean, certainly Hitler used Romans 13 to subdue Christian people in Germany and elsewhere. But also, if you look at the kings of the past, they've all used this Romans 13 argument, this divine right and this divine ordination of God on government, regardless of their orders, regardless of the laws, has been used by all tyrants post-Christian era. So, it's a serious dilemma, and unfortunately a lot of Christians have been sucked up into that philosophy by their own pastors.
So is that actually part of the subject matter in the book, that you actually go throughout history and show the case that this has always been the case?
Well, I actually don't go into the history, because I think the history kind of is revealing to itself. If you look into it, if you're interested in it as a Christian, look into the history of Hitler and Hitler's Cross. That book, Hitler's Cross, addresses this subject as well. A great book. I believe, maybe you can correct me here, but I believe the author's name is Erwin Lutzer in that book. But the book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, which is a book I wrote, goes into the biblical, scriptural, and theological proofs.
And hang on to that thought, Tim. We got a 3-minute break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The television lights, they tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today?
We are back. I don't want to waste any time.
And Louise, a lot of people don't like the way things are today, but they're just sitting around complaining about it. But today we have somebody on that's actually doing something about it. Your comment, Lou?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, we were talking about getting this book out there, getting the information out there in general, okay? Gillespie Media Group is more than happy to put you guys up on the site and send you in distributing, you know, no charge, just to get
great.
It out there.
That'd be great.
So maybe you guys can discuss that offline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So Louise will get in touch with you offline, if that's all right, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tim, if you want to give out the name of the book and where they can access that book, and also then after that get into the actual content of the book somewhat.
Sure. Yeah, well, the name of the book is Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And you can order this book from either my dad's website or mine. My website is libertydefenseleague.com. Again, that's libertydefenseleague.com. And my dad's website is chuckbaldwinlive.com, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And you can order from either website. On my website, I do have some of my other materials that I've written for sale, as well as my dad has on his site. So I would encourage all of the listeners to go and check that out, because as you just alluded to, with regard to, you know, what's in the book. Well, it's a 13-chapter book, and it really goes into the scriptural foundations and proofs regarding the true meaning of Romans 13. Again, as we talked about in the first segment, there is such a misunderstanding, I think, throughout the United States on this subject because preachers are simply not preaching it correctly. And so I go into some great detail as to the scriptural history from all the way from Genesis and into Revelation, covering most of the books of the Bible. If not, I'm trying to recall if I've covered all of them. If not all of them, most of the scriptures, and go into to develop the theme throughout scriptures regarding the subject matter covered in Romans 13. The book is not overly burdensome to read. It's only 169 pages, and anybody could read this without a whole lot of problems. So you would great. It's a great asset to discuss with your family, with your church members, with your pastor, with fellow students in college or universities, and it's chock full of references that you could study and compare and contrast and all that sort of thing. So I think it's going to be an eye-opener for many, many people.
And I think we ought to try to do the same thing we did with Richard Mack. Richard Mack actually had a drive or whatever you want to call it, the No Sheriff Left Behind. And I believe, I haven't looked in a while, but there for a while, I think it was up to 30 states that had received, every sheriff in the state had received a copy of his book. And if we could start some kind of movement, some kind of drive to actually make that happen with your and your father's book, I think that would be a great asset to help restore our nation and our union.
Well, I think it could be one of the catalysts, and I don't want to try to, overestimate my own place here in this regard, but I think the content of the book has the ability to be a catalyst to a political awakening, or if you want to use the word revolution, to get the people back into the affairs of government, back into the study of freedom and liberty. And I think it would have that kind of an impact if we can get into enough people's hands in this country. It certainly would stall and foreclose a lot of the actions and attempts by people who would have us believe that we just need to sit back and just let them do all the work. They'll take care of us, you know.
You know what? Here's the thing. Anyone who has studied religion, my master's degree is in biblical studies, ancient religion, history, archaeology, so I spend a little time digging things up. And, as a Christian and a Jew, it was important to me to know a little bit about everything. Everything that I hear coming out of clergy telling us to be submissive, to roll over and play dead, is against every scripture out there, let alone, Romans 13.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a distortion out there for sure. And I think it's, I don't know, the motivations are different for different people for sure. But, part of it, I think, is they simply don't want to acknowledge that if they have to get active and learned and studied on these subjects, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of, and actually what it's going to do is going to require them to stand up against certain things that are going on, which could affect their membership. It could affect their enrollment at their church and the monies that are given to the church. So they see it as being a negative more than a positive, and that's a sad statement.
You know, Tim, you hit on something very important right there, and I don't think people can really appreciate that. Is there a business just like anything else? I talked with my mother's minister, and I started bringing up things. I tend to not preach to people. I ask them questions and let them come to their own conclusions typically, and it seems like that's more effective in teaching people something, the Socratic method.
Yeah.
I asked her, what part of history did you think we are part of? And she hammered and hauled, and I said, have you heard about the Real ID Act? Have you heard about blah, blah, blah? And I asked her all these questions that led up to Revelation. And she got the message, and she says, I can't discuss those kinds of things because I'll scare my flock.
Yeah.
And I thought, let me make a point, Louise. Let me make a point. My point to her was, if your people truly have faith in the Creator and their belief is there, they should not be afraid of anything. They should not fear man. Mm-hmm. And it's just total opposite message of what Scripture teaches is what she had in her heart.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Here, let's go on. So that everybody understands it, where I'm coming from, as someone who, I am a Christian, but I'm also a Jew. I'm born a Jew, will be a Jew forever. And a lot of my family died in Auschwitz, Dachau, Fallen Dahmen, and many others. So their clergy was telling them, the Christians, was telling them to obey the Nazis. You have to remember, this is not something unusual, and it's not something new. It's been happening a long time. So being obedient to a tyrannical government isn't what God had in mind. In fact, if you remember correctly, God was against kings and everything else. It was man who wanted it. Okay, remember with David and many others. But God himself was saying, no. I'll talk to you, you talk to me, and let's leave, you know, kings and putting on presidents and whatever else out of it. It's just, to me, mind-boggling that people could forget what happened during World War II so quickly.
Yeah. And biblically, Daniel is a perfect example of somebody not conforming to man's law.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Yeah, and what you hear a lot from Christians is that, oh, well, that was the Old Testament. New Testament, it's different. God has a new plan. And I counter that argument. I disprove it completely, that the New Testament gives us some sort of new order, new rule. And in fact, what it does is it confirms the Old Testament standard of submission to government. And if you look at the rule that is repeated throughout the New and Old Testament, which Jesus demonstrated in his words and his life, and he said, of course, we love the Lord thy God with all that heart and soul and strength and mind. That's the first rule that all man is required to give to God. It's to lead us to him first. And the second one is summarized by the golden rule. Do unto others what you would have others do unto you. There is not a priority of duties to people who are tyrants and robbers and rapists and thieves, etc. Our duty is to our neighbor, the guy that we work side by side with, the guy that we have a relationship with, the guy that helps us in our community, etc. Those people are our primary duty in life. An obligation we have to make sure that they are not being pillaged and run over by other people. To protect the weak is one of the biblical principles we see throughout scriptures. And so to allow government to do these things that you would never be able to do on your own and that God commands us not to do to our neighbor is to violate that golden rule. Just because there's an agent, if government is your agent, government is supposed to be acting on behalf of the people. And how could you say that you're complying with God's orders and Jesus' orders when you're allowing someone else to do to your neighbor what you yourself are not allowed to do? It's just a hypocritical notion to say, I love my neighbor, I love God, but yet I'm going to let government do whatever they want to my neighbor. That's wrong. God says if you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an infidel. And we're not providing for our families because we're letting the government take away our future.
Right. Exactly. But I'll give you one. Let me add a little something to that. Anytime I hear someone say that the New Testament is the word of law now, okay, the problem is the New Testament is not the New Testament that it was. Okay, Rome went and changed almost everything to make Jesus very docile. One thing that has never shown up in the Christian canonized text. Now, it is in the original from the time, but Rome went out all the way to eliminate and remove, change scripture. But Jesus and 100 followers went to the temple that day to remove the Romans, not Jews. That's the oddity. When somebody is a tyrannical government, and then they all of a sudden decide to make their God the person by which they killed, they had to alter and change so much scripture. The Catholic Church has gone back over and over and over again and admitted that they fraudulated, forged this, that, whatever. So you have to go by what God said and what Jesus said himself, not necessarily what it would say, a religious change.
And we have a 3-minute break, everybody. Please support RBN. I believe they're still having a pledge drive, so go to republicbroadcasting.org and chip in if you can, and keep RBN on the air and keep this message going. report to sponsors. Back in three.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind?
Welcome back.
That is your favorite song, Louise.
Louise didn't even sing to us this morning. Hey, by the way, Tim, today's Louise's birthday. We're not going to talk about Louise anymore this hour, but...
Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, it's he is a man birthday. Out of my own heart. I told you, us people, my actual birthday is on Obama's birthday, but the state changed it when they redid the books, and I became a hemorrhage. It's hard to explain. However.
Well, that was conflict of interest.
All right, let's see. Let's get off of Louise. We have a fine gentleman here. We're speaking with Tim Baldwin, son of Chuck Baldwin, and everybody's familiar with the work that Chuck's been doing. As a matter of fact, a lot of us have been following Chuck's writings for years, and we see that he's coming more and more on board with what used to be known as conspiracy theory. You know, he's more in tune to the workings of the New World Order, put it that way, Tim.
Yeah.
And it's great to see, you know, when you truly get involved with this to push back on what's going on, it gets pretty ugly.
Okay. When your father runs again for anything, or you or anyone, number one thing to tell everybody who's voting for you, absentee vote. Diebold cannot alter a hand-counted vote.
Yes.
So you must do an absentee vote.
Speaking
to go back to what you were talking about, the New World Order, and, you know, some people can't get their minds around the concept of there being a conspiracy, which a conspiracy is very simply more than a couple of people or more agreeing to do something together towards a certain end. I mean, you know, it's not like there's a that happens every day around the world on all different levels. But, you know, as far as what the government is doing and what, you know, quasi-governments are doing, it's very simply a human nature element to want to increase something that benefits yourself. We see this throughout history even. So for people to say, oh, that could never happen, they're just simply being ignorant and willfully so. We need to start recognizing human nature for what it is and recognize that people can do these things, especially if you have virtually unlimited resources. Your power to do things like this is exponential compared to the average person. So it's very much a reality.
Yeah, and getting back to these preachers being submissive and going along with the program, we know that FEMA is training a lot of the preachers and pastors throughout the nation to go along during an emergency, to give up their guns, to just go along with whatever the government says. And they're not necessarily being evil in that respect, but they're just being, I guess, drug around by the nose by maybe their good intentions, and they just willfully go along with this stuff out of ignorance. And hopefully
they don't recognize the significance of what that means.
And hopefully your book will help educate them on that. And I tell you, something that really made me sick is the whole fairy tale about when Obama was supposed to, or not Obama, everybody makes a mistake, Osama, when he died again recently. He's been dead several times, but when he died again recently, some of these, so to speak, leaders in the religious area came out and applauded that, says, oh, it was so great to kill somebody.
Yeah.
It's like this guy had there was no judge, no jury, no convictions, and they're just overwhelmingly supporting the death of a person or supposed death of a person, and it just made me repulsed.
Yeah. Well,
he was our employee.
Yeah, Tim.
Hopefully he died last time.
Many times.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim.
Well, you know, and that's one of the problems we're facing is that Christian leaders are not studying the concepts of biblical, scriptural war. What is a just war? And, you know, we just have lost our way. And the Bible says it, you know, for lack of knowledge, my people will perish. And that's what's going on today. And that's the reason, again, we wrote this book. We have to get out the message of freedom and liberty from a scriptural and biblical perspective. And it doesn't mean submission to government no matter what. And it doesn't mean just going along to get along. And it doesn't mean going along so that my church membership list will grow and I can become more wealthy. Or not ticking off my church membership. I mean, that's not what it's about. Truth is truth regardless of what we think about it. So we need to discover it ourselves. We need to learn. And that's what we're failing to do today.
Tim, if it hasn't already been planted, I'd like to plant a seed. I'd like to have an audio version of this that we could pass out. We could give as something they could plug in their car or their home stereo.
Yeah.
Listen to the message, because so many people don't have time to read, but as they go throughout their day, as they do their housework or outside work, whatever, play an audio, either you
Is
or your father.
Is there a DVD of it?
We have a hard book version, soft book, soft bound, also ebook. So we have those three products, but we don't have an audio yet. No.
But
we'll
man,
just see if we can get one put together.
We'll see about doing that. That might be a very good idea.
As a matter of fact, once again harping on Richard Mack did the same thing with his book, and it's so good because I've hounded my county sheriff to read the book. I gave him a copy personally, and I also had one sent from Richard Mack.
Okay, let's start some. Everybody buy a book, a copy of this book, and give it to your pastor.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's the whole point. Start the drive today.
We've got to give it to every pastor, assistant pastor, and youth leader, and Sunday school teacher.
Right.
I mean, everybody in the church should be taught.
Deacons at the church, everybody.
Yes.
That's the whole point, and we have another three-minute break. George in Texas, we see you on the line, and some other callers are stacking up, so hang in there, George. We'll get to you after the break. And everybody, please, like I said before, support RBN and exchange some Federal Reserve notes for some silver. Let's try to break the bank of the banksters by everybody rushing into silver. Let's drive the price of silver up. Back in 3 minutes.
It's all gone crazy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They burn the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution.
Welcome back to Capital Farm, and we will start entertaining your calls. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And we have a caller, George in Texas. What do you have for us this morning, George?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, George.
Yeah, sorry, I've been on exile for a little bit. I had a lot of personal business I had to take care of. Anyway, hello, Mr. Baldwin.
Hi, George.
Yeah, the thing is, I even asked a pastor one time. I said, is it moral for a man to punch out a TSA agent because he violated his wife and his daughter?
Yeah, what did he say?
What did he say?
Yeah.
He said, you got to go along with the government.
Oh, I'd imagine that.
Uh-oh.
And what was your reply?
Our reply is that God commands me to defend the honor of my lady.
There you go. Tim?
And that's why we need to get this information out. This is crucial. And I don't know of any book that's been written directly on this point in at least about 120 years. I know there was a book that was written in the 1800s somewhat on the subject, but it wasn't as well studied and referenced as the book that my dad and I wrote. And so that's why, you know, you think about it, that is one of the reasons why we are so ignorant on this subject, is because it just hasn't been really fleshed out and discussed and put in writing as it needs to be.
Well, you think, Tim, it's because, you know, nobody wants to go against the church?
Well, people want to get along, and that's one of the parts of human nature. That's, you know, we're societal creature, and we don't want to just go around, making everybody mad and that kind of thing. But the thing about it is, the only reason why we're at a point now where, oh, if we talk about this kind of subject, we're going to make people mad, is because we got masses of people who have not studied it for themselves, and so they've been taught this false doctrine of unconditional submission, which has created a hostile environment for those of us who are trying to get the message out that, no, God doesn't want us to be just slaves to government.
And your father and you both on. I think that would be a great...
Well, I've contacted both of them.
Mr. Baldwin?
Yeah, Chuck, he's typically not available on Sunday. If we do that, we'll have to do a pre-recorded deal, but that's fine. We can probably do that.
Yeah. Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Another thing I got excommunicated is because the church's stance on Israel, and it's like... Because I've done my homework, and I found out in the Palestinian areas, in the West Bank, Gaza, you name it, it's predominantly, there's a lot of Christians. And the thing is, I said, I will not support a country that persecutes Christians.
Yeah.
And, I keep telling them, say, if Abraham came back from the dead, I said, he'd be pissed because he's supposed to be a father of a multitude of nations, not this little tiny piece of real estate.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's one of those subjects that Christians are also very misled on, is mm-hmm. this unconditional support of Israel, no matter what they do and how they treat others and themselves. again, God's standard of righteousness and justice has nothing to do with your blood. It has everything to do with His creation, His laws, His standards of righteousness. And we cannot support evil, regardless of who's doing it.
And your belief of it. Israel means people who believe. Not a race.
Right. You know, back in George Bush's days, there were a lot of my Christian friends that were a follower. They actually believed him and thought he was a Christian, and it's just the same deal. I asked them, name me good, honest, good, moral people that have led the nations around the world any time in history, besides our founding fathers and some people even thought they were corrupted. Name people that were actually good leaders, that were actually moral leaders, that were beneficial to their people. It's always been run by tyrants. The ruling elite always rise to the top. The bad people seek power.
It's amazing how that's what the book of James says, that do not rich men oppress you? Do not they draw you to the judgment seats and condemn you and kill you? It's normally the rich and the powerful and the people who have all the property and the assets and all that sort of thing, and they're the ones who rise to political power. And it should be, but God says that government or higher powers is the ministers of God, meaning that is the ministry of God on earth relative to the issues of civil government and laws, etc. And so if that is a ministry of God, then who better qualified to occupy those positions than people who are servants of God or children of God, Christians, people who believe in His standards and His laws?
Well, Rick Perry, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but he had his big prayer rally at Reliance Stadium in Texas.
Boy, you can see his game being played out, can't you, George?
Well, Rick Perry is no more a Christian than Anton LaVey is.
He's playing the game, though, isn't he? He's trying to draw him in for his run for president.
But the thing is, here in Texas, I think a lot of people in Texas are going to destroy him.
I hope so.
Because we know the real Rick Perry down here. And the thing is, George Bush, Rick Perry, Barack Obama, even H.W. George, I gotta say, they're no more Christian than Anton LaVey is.
Speaking of governors, Tim, let's drop the bomb. Are you or your father ever going to consider running for governor in Montana?
Well, there's a lot of people in Montana who want Chuck Baldwin to run. And if he does run, he would have to announce his candidacy by January 2012. So we still have several months to go to that. But, I don't know what his inclination is or what he intends to do. He actually doesn't discuss it with me, so he keeps private about that kind of thing. But there are people who want him to run. I don't know what he'll ultimately do. As for myself, if I ever run for a position such as that, it won't be in the near future. I'm only 32, and I have a young family to raise, and I have priorities in life that I must take care of at this point in time. But somewhere in the future, something like that may be in my things to do.
Does that scare you? What you just said there scares the heebie-jeebies out of me, that anyone who's worth a grain of salt cannot afford to go into public service, only the wealthy.
Yeah.
So we will never be free of the bondage, if you would, until people who are willing to take the hit, I'm sorry, I'll be honest, willing to take the hit to do without, or older people who are a little maybe more established, you know, and I don't mind that. I'd rather have a little bit of wisdom in there sometimes. Sometimes they're not
Tim,
wisdom, but, you know.
Tim, I can guarantee if your father runs for governor in Montana, he's going to have support nationwide. I know myself,
oh, yeah.
I'll be campaigning. I'll be sending money. I'll do anything I can to get him elected. I'm sure people get sick of hearing it. My idea is, and a lot of people listening have the same thoughts, we have to take one state back. If we have a good governor in one state, and that's why I get aggravated with the Ron Paul movement, he needs to be governor of Texas. His son, Rand, needs to be governor of Kentucky.
You're right. I agree with that completely.
Back.
You're exactly
correct.
Right. We have to have an executive branch of the state to really regain control of the sovereignty of the state. If you think about most of the political models of generations past, and which is what our founding fathers believed, and that is sovereignty is executed through the executive, and that's what the way our country was established on a federal level and on state levels. And so, without an executive to assert the sovereignty of the state, then it doesn't matter what your legislators do. It doesn't matter what your judges do. You have to have an executive. So you're exactly right about that.
And somebody that stands up to the federal government, we want a decentralized power, and that's the whole idea of the New World Order is they want centralized power. Satan wants the power to himself and his minions.
Yeah,
we want to make sure our states are centrally and secure, and people like your father and others like him are what we need in our states to give our states the... What do you want to say? The
backbone,
not the power, but also the support for the people.
Yeah, it's a necessity for sure. So yeah, I mean, Dad could run. I don't know if he will, but one of these days, I myself, I think that I'm going to focus on other positions on my county level, and in time, you know, of course, we don't have a lot of time for some of these things that are coming down the line or. Draconian, and they're serious, and so we need to act now. But we still have to plan for the present and the future, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Excellent. And we have another caller. I believe we have Dan from Oregon. Dan, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I wanted to say, I don't really understand why people say, "Oh, we should pay so much attention to what the Bible says." The Bible is full of passages where God causes plagues, where he orders his followers to go out and kill, murder. It's a filthy book. I don't understand, Mr. Baldwin, why you think it's so important to follow. God just, like there's a passage in the Bible where the Israelites were walking in the wilderness and they came upon a man who was gathering wood on the Sabbath. They took him into custody and they asked God, "What should we do with this man?" God said, "Well, you should take him outside of the camp and stone him to death." So they stoned the man until he died, as God had commanded. I mean, it's a filthy, filthy book. Why do you feel that it's so important to heed these messages in the Bible?
All right, well, Tim, I'll let you answer, but I think my answer would be there are rules. You know, if God created us, he set up rules, and there are consequences when you break his rules, when you break his laws. That's what sin is. But over to you, Tim.
Well, yeah, and of course, what we're trying to accomplish here is awakening Christians who are using the Bible as a way of justifying their apathy, their indifference, their laziness, and they're spreading it like a disease. And so to use scriptures, and I don't care what your view of scriptures is, but if you're going to use something as justification of a position, then you better be correct in it. And so Romans 13, the true meaning of submission, is an exposition of what the Bible says regarding submission to government. And so if we can understand this from our own source, and Christians would say that the Bible is their source of knowledge relative to what God has for their lives. So I'm using that source, that very source, to say, no, unconditional submission is not the way God would have us behave.
I know it's a serious question. Yeah.
Real quick. Well, first of all, Scripture is man's, every piece of Scripture, I don't care what it is, including our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and everything else. Our founding fathers were not perfect, nor were those people in as far as the Middle East, to this, that. Remember, many of them are Arabs and still carries on as that. The big issue isn't that there are certain rules, certain fundamental rights and rules, such as Ten Commandments, and certain things about being free, which we've passed on into law, correct? So
yeah.
Let's say what someone did wrong in Scripture, okay, note that they did it wrong. Note that it's not always what you believe is the right thing at the time. However, there are fundamental rights, fundamental things, you know, the way you treat people and what have you that has been passed on, let's say, later in life. Okay, those rules has been passed on to our Constitution or our Bill of Rights.
Well, right? what the caller just sort of alludes to is this natural sense of justice. He says that since God commanded them to kill the individual, I'm not exactly sure which story he's referring to, so I don't know all the details of it. But regardless of that, if he's saying, well, there's a natural justice here, and there's right and wrong. Well, if that's the case, then that's all the more reason why we need to understand the principles regarding submission to government and not submitting to government.
And, Tim, right. even if you don't believe Scripture, even if you think it is repulsive, I think what we can see, what's being played out today, is man, the bad guys, are killing people with these wars, with the spraying of the chemicals in the air, with the vaccines. We see what the bad guys are doing, and the bad guys are using Scripture, twisting it in a way to use it against us.
Right.
Just remember,
regardless of what your beliefs in the Scripture is, they're using it to their advantage.
Right. And so the individual that just called, if he cares about injustice, which he apparently does, then he needs to buy Romans 13 and get it in the hands of all these people who are using it as a way of shirking their responsibility.
But I was going to say, there are 996 books of the Bible that you've never read, and each one contradicts themselves. And the reason why I say that is because if people understood that it is basically a discussion of how man has been dealing with God, and not always we're right. Many times someone says, God said to me to do this, and he blew up something, and that's not what God told him to do.
And I guess my point was, too, is we don't want to get off into a scriptural debate
Correct.
This morning.
Correct.
That's not the subject matter. You know, other shows probably more focus on that than we do. We're trying to offer tools, solutions that we can use to wake people up to help restore our nations, to get rid of these tyrants that are killing us, literally.
Yeah.
So that's the goal of this morning's show, but we do appreciate that call, because that was a sincere call, so. We appreciate that question. We have Greg in California. What do you have for us this morning, Greg? And it might take a minute to switch over to Greg. Oh, Greg just dropped. How about Barry in California? What do you have for us this morning, Barry?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That last caller was not a sincere caller. That was Cliff. He's an ADL operative. He calls into all the shows. And he changes his name, but his voice is still the same.
All right.
So,
thanks for the input, Barry.
You did that on purpose. You're trying to throw off the conversation. I just wanted to let you guys know that John Statenor will not put up with him when he goes on his show. So.
Well, I've heard him ask the same question on other shows, and I think that is a valid question for people that are seeking answers. But maybe it wasn't a sincere caller, but at least it's a sincere question. A lot of people might question. So,
well,
we appreciate that. You have anything else, Barry?
Yeah, and but what he does, too, is he puts down the sponsors of the show,
okay.
Tells people to buy items at Walmart instead. Walmart? Excuse me? So I just wanted to let you guys know
maybe he owns stock in Walmart.
China Mart.
Well, that's an old program.
Along with your book, though, I study with some people. We have a small study group, Bible study group, on Saturday mornings, and they just got your book. They got the first two copies, that's what they call me. And it's a great book, and I recommend people getting it and spreading it to ministers and people that don't understand. We've been bamboozled. We've been infiltrated. The churches have been infiltrated, and the real truth needs to get out.
Great. Well, I appreciate you telling me that. I'm glad that they find it to be resourceful and educational, and I think it will be for everybody who orders it. And maybe just I can take just 1 minute for the listeners to know the titles of the chapters in Romans 13, the true meaning of submission. If that's okay with you guys, I can do that.
Yes, please do, Tim.
Yeah, I'll just go through each one. There's one through 13 chapters. Submission commands apply to every soul. It's a universal principle. Chapter 2, higher powers superseded by highest powers. Chapter 3, higher powers are or God-ordained to apply justice. Chapter 4, that God commands unlimited submission to unjust government contradicts God's nature. Chapter 5, higher powers qualify as ministers of God by works, not mere title or position. Chapter 6, higher powers ordained only for the good of the people. Chapter 7, submission to the higher powers standard may require new persons. Chapter 8, de facto power does not equate to God-ordained authority. Chapter 9, God is no respecter of higher powers. Chapter 10, submission must consider one's conscience. Chapter 11, submission must consider the merit of higher powers. Chapter 12, proper submission may require resistance or reformation. Chapter 13, submission must consider one's duties to others.
Wow,
and those are the chapters.
Awesome.
Very good. And we have a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll have a 5-minute segment coming in backside. And Barry, if you have any more questions, hang in there. We'll be back in 3.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No one's gonna take me alive.
All right, we'll dispense with the music. And Barry, I had something to say, but I wanted you to get your last word in. And before we have to wrap up the show, what did you have for us left, Barry?
Yes, real quickly, how I found out about Romans 13, the true meaning, that Officer Jack McLam is good friends with Pastor John Weaver in Georgia. And he speaks a lot about this. So then my friend told me about this book, and I already knew about Chuck Baldwin, and I didn't know much about him, but now I do. So this message has to get out because the churches are so so asleep in the dark. And that's why we worship in the home, because, and we worship on Saturday, because the churches have been infiltrated for a long, long time. The Rothschilds back in the 1800s.
I'd say it probably has to find a real scriptural teaching church nowadays. That's a sad situation, isn't it?
But I just wanted to know if Tim knows Pastor Weber.
He does. I think I've heard of him, but I can't recall any details.
He does a really good scripture on the rapture of the wicked as well, I believe. Thanks, Barry. We're running out of time. We'll appreciate your phone call. Tim, we were talking during a break. The bad guys are so organized. They have people, some of the best minds working for them. They have unlimited budgets, and we are just meandering around. I keep preaching that we need to have target audience, target message, and target actions to get our efforts known instead of meandering around. And I'm so glad that you and Chuck stepped up to the plate and produce a tool that we can use. We just need to help you get this tool into the hands of the right people.
Well, you know, you're exactly right, because here's the thing. Life is driven by issues. I mean, that's just how human beings operate in life. You know, what are the issues we are facing, and what is the proof, what are the facts, and what are the principles that answer that issue? Today anymore, you don't see people addressing things in philosophical terms. It's more emotion-based and feeling-based. And that can produce so many varying results that you never have any organization whatsoever. And that's what Romans 13 tries to accomplish through a philosophical and issue-driven approach, so that this is based on not feeling and emotion, but based on facts and philosophy and principles. And that's how all of our problems need to be addressed. If we do it that way, we can gain so much ground in this freedom movement.
Tim, I hate to put you on the spot, but we're just scratching the subject of this, and I didn't even mention it on the air, I don't believe, but you're a constitutional lawyer, and I wanted to address some of the issues going on now and some solutions for that.
Yeah.
I was hoping maybe we could get you on maybe in the next month or so again, when your schedule permits, and further flesh out some solutions, because we have to focus on solutions. Too many people are just worried about the problems. We need to have people focusing on solutions and then taking actions from those solutions.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
Well, yeah, look, it is a solution, so it's a good start.
Well, the first step to any solution is the change of mind, is the change of heart. It's as scriptures say, we must die to ourselves daily, and one of the things we have to die to is our false notions, we have to renew our mind as to what truth is and apply that truth to all situations. And so education is primarily the first step to any movement towards freedom.
And
that's right. That's
one of my basis for truth is whatever the bad guys want, we need to do the opposite. So even if we disagree on scripture or our beliefs or agnostic or whatever, let's combat the bad guys. That's the bottom line.
That's right.
Closing words, Tim. Website. Name a book and website, please.
Yeah, my website is libertydefenseleague.com. And the name of the book is Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. They can order it from my website, and I will get it to them as quickly as I possibly can. They'll have it in a couple of weeks. And I think it'll be a great study for them, their family, their church members, their pastors, everybody who claims to be a Christian, and not even Christians, but non-Christians, will learn from this book for sure.
Very good. Thank you very much. And thank all the RBN listeners to helping out Louise with the best wishes and prayers and everything to get her well. So thanks for listening, and God willing, we'll be back next week.
Gold, ever climbing as the